Iran reached a deal with the International Atomic Energy Agency to extend for a month an agreement that allows international monitors to inspect its nuclear program. The head of the agency said he was very concerned about Iran's claim to be enriching uranium to a purity level of 60%, a level only countries that are making bombs attempt to reach. Aboubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, a jihadist group that enslaves girls, reportedly died in Nigeria after blowing himself up to avoid capture by rival jihadists. Mr. Shekau has been declared dead 5 times before, only to resurface. But this time the reports appear to be true. Army officers in Mali forced the President and Prime Minister to resign because they were upset about a reshuffling of the cabinet. The same officers carried out a coup last September. After years of dodge and deferment, Jacob Zuma, a former president of South Africa, appeared in court. He faces 18 charges relating to an arms deal signed by the government in the late 1990s, including an allegation that he accepted a bribe from Thales, a French defence firm. Both he and the firm deny the charges. In Peru, 16 people were massacred in a village in a region known for cocaine production. The authorities blamed Marxist Shining Path militants, who killed tens of thousands of people in the 1980s and 1990s. The killings came 2 weeks ahead of a tense presidential runoff, which pits Keiko Fujimori, the daughter of a former president convicted of corruption, against Pedro Castillo, a left-wing activist. In Mexico, the police chief of Sinaloa State, the name of which is associated with a powerful drug cartel, was murdered by bandits who fired 200 bullets into his car. A soldier in Canada was charged with mutiny for the first time in decades. The reservist is accused of trying to persuade other soldiers to join him to disrupt the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines.
Coronavirus briefs.
The number of officially recorded cases in India continued to fall, on one day dropping below 200,000 for the first time in weeks. Germany banned most visitors from Britain because of the spreading Indian variant of COVID-19 in that country. French officials said people entering from Britain would have to quarantine, but stopped short of an outright ban. Research in Britain, meanwhile, found that 2 doses of either the AstraZeneca or Pfizer vaccine provide good protection against the Indian variant. An outbreak of the variant in Melbourne led to a new lockdown in the Australian state of Victoria, a disappointment for the city, which last year had one of the world's longest lockdowns. Vaccination rates in Australia remain very low. Argentina entered a 9-day lockdown. Cases are surging amid a slow take-up of the jab.